If your garden is a water-sucking, chaotic landscape, maybe you should look east, like way east, to Japan. With that in mind, Master Gardener Stephanie Jones wants you to come to the San Antonio Botanical Center.
It really is one of the most authentic Japanese gardens of its size in the United States.
She's talking about Kumamoto Inn, the garden at the Botanical Center that's full of ideas for you.
The course itself is to discover the benefits of replacing turf grass.
By course, she's talking about the two-hour event held this Saturday at 9 a.m.
My class is really designed to give you the basics, the fundamentals of how to create this special place and the elements of Japanese garden design.
The added twist to this program, created by the Botanical Center and San Antonio Water Systems, is that you create a garden using native low-water plants. Low maintenance, yet beautiful.
Really, when you think about it, the garden's most important function, at least to me, is providing an atmosphere and surroundings which make day-to-day life happier.
The plants that you're recommending people use, can they realistically look like a Japanese garden?
They can. Some of the plants are similar. For example, one of our favorites in the San Antonio landscape is the sago palm. Different trees that you can create a similar effect, such as the flame leaf sumac.
As to what you could expect to take away from the experience, she says this.
The idea that they can create a landscape that's somewhat different.
With pictures of the garden and arts and culture stories at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.